Let's say you're fighting with somebody, like you and some other person, you know, have like some kind of argument going. Okay, now that person, person number one, is going about their day, and then during their day they're thinking, man, that other person number two is a real jackass, you know, and well, that some part of themselves is trapped back with person number two. That person number two is still alive in person number one, even when they're not around. And so all your energy is being wrapped up in this small little beef you have with this person, and you're missing the moment. You're missing yourself. You're missing everything else. That's like an example how you can get overextended. So if you call yourself back from all these circumstances, and you know, I actually include a minute, a deep breath with it. You know, you go. Just imagine you're calling yourself back from everywhere you are in the universe. Call it all to you. Yourself in every dimension, yourself in every plane, every aspect of yourself, everywhere that ever was, you breathe back in. You know, and start seeing yourself that way as all of these things, and not just a person in a body, but include all this in your approach, in your attitude, in your perspective, and you won't get trapped in these petty worries that can consume so much energy and, in fact, crush your life if it gets out of control.
Well, absolutely, and you need to have the perspective, and you become, you know, to become obsessed or possessed. You know, that's one area here that we can get into a little bit more in the next segment. We want to look at some of the some of the pictures of our so-called leaders, and take a look at, you know, what it is that potentially drives some of these people, and that also the interesting factor that we might be participatory, so to speak, in that factor, that these leaders become they become a representation of what it is that, you know, of what it is that we want on a kind of a subconscious level, and that's also one of these ideas that are kind of kind of frightening if you think about it, you know, that we are bringing all this stuff about, you know. But I think, Chris, what we can do here is we can begin to round things up here for this segment, and then
Okay.
continue talking more in the next one, and begin to get into a few of the other slides that we have, and show a bit more of the other clips, and get into this idea of our leaders and the walk-ins and the demon processions and whatnot, and also move on from there and talk about what happens when death come about, so to speak, that we can get into the idea of the resurrection, and also the death of the ego, you know. And what happens at that point, that's an important thing in regards to spiritual growth and all that. But in the last few minutes here, tell us a little bit, Chris, about your website, of course, but also some of the material that you have out there. You have a new book out fairly recently. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, just it's only been a couple months about Ruminations of the Universe. This is collection of my writings that covers all these different kind of things. I try to go back over some of these dimensional aspects, or the way I perceive the astral realms, or even my interaction was with entities from the astral realm, you know, because once you are able to open up beyond yourself, you'll hear all sorts of things. Just like I'm talking to you right now and you're hearing my voice, it's very easy to hear other communications on other wavelengths. And, you know, sometimes I will tune in to all kinds of different things and write about it, you know. So, and then one thing about that is if you read that and it resonates with you, you kind of get transported to that frequency for a minute, and you get a taste of that. You know, that's the ideal of any artwork, is not just a visceral effect, but that it actually takes you on a journey to where it came from in the first place, you know. And so I think that's one thing about my work, is I really try to keep that in mind. You know, I'm really trying to take you on a journey, and you know, and it isn't always as super serious. It's good humored, it's fun, it's whimsical, it
Of
goes
course, yeah.
wherever it wants, you know. And so the books are a journey much like that, you know, the Ruminations of the Universe, and you know, the first really major book, Pearly Gates Press, that also has much of that kind of thing. And one thing about the Pearly Gates Press is that it has aspects that I might not even be able to replicate right now from where I am now. That's the neat thing about writing and creating artwork, is you're kind of documenting yourself wherever you were at that moment in time. And I don't think I could write exactly that same way, but there's some gems that found their way out and into the pages of Pearly Gates Press, you know, just things from all over the place that people have written me and said that it's been helpful, or they sometimes just open it to the middle somewhere and see what the heck it has to say for the day. Or, you know, it's that kind of a read. You could start anywhere, you could start at the beginning and read it from beginning to end.
You can dip in wherever you want within it.
Yeah, and maybe it even works better that way, you know.
Sure, yeah, exactly. And tell us about your website again. I mentioned your website address so people can find out a little bit more of your writing, and you're updating now and then with the articles, of course, too, you know.
Oh yeah, I write a new article at least couple times a week. I try to get a new one up there. And I'm always adding other things, you know, anything I do creatively. Like I had a performance with one of my musical improvisation group that I'm in with several good friends that I put up there. It's called, big surprise, Cosmology. But we go out there to public events and we improvise. Mm-hmm. We spontaneously improvise, and we just kind of go with the flow. It's an exercise of musically going with the flow, and different beats emerge and different just all kinds of different tunes there. And I have the files from our last performance on my website right now. I'll say it again, creativecosmos.org. If you go a little way down the front page, you'll see those sound files if you're interested in checking it out and see what our spontaneous improvisations sound like. A little musical, trying to open a musical doorway onto the astral realms and some of these forces, you know, because music, you can kind of catch different forces as well.
Or,
it's a different language of communication too. So you can get all kinds of cool things that you might not have been able to say with words, but you can express with music and open new doorways that way as well.
Well, we play with keys, don't we? You know, on the keys, as it were. And that keys always opens new doors, right? You know, so
both keys that fit in a lock, and piano keys.
Yeah, exactly. okay, Chris, let's take a short break here then, and continue then in the next second segment here. And again, of course, if you're watching this live, stay with us. We're going to cut for just briefly, and then we're going to be right back in about 10 or maybe 15 minutes. So stay with us. We have a lot more to cover, a lot more images to show and so forth. But thank you very much, Chris, for this segment here. Nice having you with us here, of course. But we'll talk more after the break, okay?
It's great.
Okay, great. So thank you again for tuning in. Stay with us. See you in a little while.